Learning in Christ's School, April 5th. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. Jesus has opened a school for the education and training of his chosen ones, and they are ever to be learning to practice the lessons that he gives them, in order that they may know him fully. Those who think they are very nearly good enough, and do not work diligently for the perfection of Christian character, will set up idols in their hearts, and will continue to practice sinful habits until sin will no longer appear sinful. Jesus offers himself to every sin-sick soul, to every soul who is struggling to overcome. The Holy Spirit is making intercession for every sincere wrestler, and Christ will make his words to be spirit and life, the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth. But you will certainly fail if you permit the devil to control your mind, to guide your imaginings. God will not be trifled with. He will not accept a divided heart. He claims entire, wholehearted service. He has paid the ransom money of his own life for every son and daughter of Adam. Christ has a claim upon every soul, but many choose a life of sin. Some will not come unto Jesus that he may give them life. Some say, "I go, sir," to his invitation, but they do not go. They do not make an entire surrender to abide in Jesus alone, which is life and peace and joy unspeakable, and full of glory. Will you not rise to be wise and to make diligent work for eternity? Seek the grace of Christ with the whole heart, might, mind, and strength. God has given you a right to take hold of him through the prayer of faith. Believing prayer is the very essence of pure religion, the secret of power with every Christian. Take time to pray, to search the scriptures, to put self under discipline to Jesus Christ. Live in contact with the living Christ, and as soon as you do this, he will take hold of you and hold you firmly by a strong hand that will never let go.